This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Khumma badu. My brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this beautiful religion of Islam. And the best and most, to me, the best beauty of this, of the religion is that it is so easy to follow. It is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned our purpose of existence as, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah said, I have not created the insan and the jinn for anything other than my worship. So the purpose of our existence is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that so easy that any action that we do with the intention of pleasing Allah, even though the action may be something that we need to do, we choose to do, we find pleasure in doing, and so on, but if this action is done with the intention of pleasing Allah, meaning that it is done in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, it is done according to the orders of Allah, then this action itself becomes rewardable. It becomes an action of worship, an action that is to be rewarded. We have the famous hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, when you have a relationship, physical relationship with your spouses, Allah will reward you for it. So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, when we have a physical relationship with our spouses, this is something we do for our own pleasure. So will we be rewarded for this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you did that in a way which is haram, meaning if you did that physical relationship with somebody that you were not supposed to do it with, then would you not be punished? They said, yes. He said, then should you not be rewarded if you do it with the person that Allah has made halal for you? Same thing applies to eating, drinking, our work, everything. If it is done in a way which is halal, in a way which is permitted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes something that we will be rewarded for. Take, for example, the simple matter of going to the masjid or praying in jamaat. The hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he reported that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person makes wudu at home and goes to the masjid for salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awards him one hasana, one good deed for every step he takes, and wipes out one sin for every step that he takes. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person prays in the masjid, prays by jama'ah, then the reward of that is more than 20 times. More than 20 times the reward of praying on his own. Right? So it is something which is the normal thing which any Muslim will do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that reward because as a sign of his great mercy and his generosity. Let me repeat that hadith. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the reward for salah performed by a person in jama'ah, in congregation, is more than 20 times greater than that of the same salah performed in one's house or shop. So when he's praying alone in his house or shop, the reward of the same salah done in the masjid, in congregation, is more than 20 times greater. In this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not specify how much more than 20. So, as much as Allah wishes. And then he continues, when one performs wudu perfectly and then proceeds to the masjid with the sole intention of performing salah, then for every step he takes towards the mosque, he is upgraded one degree in reward. And one of his sins is eliminated until he enters the mosque. And when he enters the mosque, he is considered as performing salah as long as it is the salah which prevents him from leaving the mosque. Which means, and if he once he enters the masjid, he is sitting waiting for salah to begin. He may be reading Quran, he may be doing dhikr, he may be doing nothing, just sitting and waiting. All of this is considered as being in salah. Then after the salah, he sits there, he waits there, he makes dhikr, he does nothing. Maybe he listens to a khatir or whatever he does, is all considered as ibadah, as part of salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam continued and he said, and the angels, the malaika, keep on supplicating with Allah for him. They keep on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the person as long as he remains in his place of prayer. So as long as he remains in the masjid and he is in the musalla, Allah, the malaika continue to make dua for him. They say, oh Allah, have mercy on him. Oh Allah, forgive his sins. Oh Allah, accept his repentance. So this is the dua of the malaika for the individual, for you and me. Oh Allah, have mercy on him. Oh Allah, forgive his sins. Oh Allah, accept his repentance, accept his tawbah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this will continue as long as the man has, or the woman has wudu. And this is a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. Mutafakun Ali, it's a authentic hadith agreed upon. Now, think about it. Just, alhamdulillah, many of us, may Allah bless all those who do it. We pray in the masjid. We go every day. Think about this. Do it with the consciousness. Do it with the awareness that you are doing something which is the result, which is the benefit of it is so high. Right? It's not just something to be done. Yeah, well, I know I have time to go. I should go. No, no, no. Do it with great eagerness, with this consciousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me one hasana for every step I am taking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wiping out one of my sins for every step I am taking. So do that. Try to. Some of the Sahaba used to stay deliberately a little bit further away from Masjid an-Nabawi Sharif instead of coming close, because they said, the longer we walk, the more steps we have, and Allah will give me that many more rewards. Now today is my interpretation, may Allah make it true, that if you are driving to the masjid, then every turn of your wheel of the car is equal to one step. So inshallah, if you're driving from a longer distance, you know, inshallah, as I said, this is my interpretation, I ask Allah to make it true. May Allah give you one reward, one hasana for every turn of your car's wheel. Wipe out one sin for every turn of your car's wheel. Now, add to this from your side, from my side. What we should do is, when we are walking to the masjid or going to the masjid, don't indulge in useless talk and don't listen to the radio and all that. Make zikr. Make zikr. Make istighfar, for example. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Or send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Don't get engrossed in how many numbers and how many times. Forget all that. There's no need to count. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقْعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. Right? ذِكْرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah said, ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. People who make lot of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keep on making dhikr. Don't get involved in counting and, you know, with some masbaha or tasbih in your hand and, you know, all your worry beads. Forget all that. Just make dhikr, continuously make dhikr, continuously make istighfar. So now what is happening is the good deeds are being multiplied. So you're getting a good deed just by doing nothing, just by walking to the masjid, just by driving to the masjid, you're getting good deeds. Now you are multiplying those, right, with your effort. You're multiplying those by making dhikr. Then think about this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person makes dhikr, he said subhanallah once, he says alhamdulillah once, he says la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his du'as. If a person says subhanallah once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plants for him a tree in Jannah. So keep track of your orchards, keep track of your gardens in the Jannah. Right? Can say subhanallah, 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 three trees got planted. Alhamdulillah, one more tree got planted. So this way, keep track of also the, enhancing the good deeds by multiplying them, by adding to them, by making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the good deed itself is walking to the masjid, driving to the masjid, and you're adding to that by, alhamdulillah, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not spending time in useless chit-chatting and this and that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to open our hearts to His dhikr, to give us the shauk, the love of going to the masjid, the love of sitting in the dhikr of Allah, to love of sitting in the majlis of the dhikr of Allah, love of listening to the greatness and glory of Allah, love of describing the greatness and glory of Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us engrossed in His dhikr and to take us in that state when we are in His dhikr. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.